Good morning, everybody. Happy to be here and happy to see all of you. So today program we're gonna touch on lineage and a particular section, reincarnation, how we recognize reincarnation, and particularly karmapa. And within there were 17 karmapas, we're gonna talk about 16 karmapa. So, I think some of you are more familiar with the others, but it is all about the karmapa, his lineage, his dharma activities, and his reincarnation in general. So we're gonna talk that, and we're gonna question answer on that, and we're gonna meditate on that today. So, first of all, foremost, how the 16 come up or recognized reincarnation. So this is the question here. The Karmapa recognize the 12th Thai Sudra Rinpoche after he returned from visit to China. So this is talking about the 16 Karmapa who happened to be our guru, our main guru. And he's the one actually sent me here to turn the wheel of Dharma. And so about his reincarnation, how people found him. This is, they're talking about, it sounds like a 12th Thai Sudra Rinpoche. Thai Sudra Rinpoche, after he returned from visit to China, he did not perform divination with a mala or throw dices. How to find something important, you have to use the divination or diet and choose among many names, stuff like that. But here is saying he did not perform a divination with the mala or throw dices, as is sometimes the case. The same morning, the child was born. The Karmapa chanted, rested in meditation, and immediately described where the Thai Sudhapa could be found. So there is a lot of communication without communication, if that makes sense. So it is psychic or it is enlightened activity. So the person who wrote this book put together, he said that he spent entire his life, most part of, I think it mentioned here somewhere, 30 years or more. And everything, the 16 karmapa says something, he write down. So he is like keeping everything record, write down on me. So that how many times karmapa purposes or tell people there, he's keep writing down right away in his book that. So he's the one wrote this, okay? So he says, I was the secretary and had to write it all down, where he was born and what his name was, his father's name, his mother's name. We're talking about the karmapa, 16. And what direction his house faced and how far away they were, what year, whether the family was noble or poor or wealthy. He described everything in meditation. So some of you may not know this, so the highly realized being don't use mala or diet. They just little moment in meditation, then they tell you. And when in the meditation, he's using his wisdom. And through wisdom, he see through. That's what he's talking about. So here, everything he prophesies have to be accurate. So this person is describing what kind of family, where the location, door, everything. You don't even have to go there, but he will throw meditation, he describes, and everything have to match. He described everything in meditation, and I wrote it all down. He saw everything very clearly, like a looking into mirror. This word sounds like silly, looking at the mirror, but really it means as clear as in front of you. That's the description. So the enlightened beings don't make mistakes. So if you are part-time enlightened and part-time not so enlightened, you still have chance to make some mistake, if that makes sense. And there's a lot of part-time practitioners and part-time not so practitioner also. So just let you know that the story is contact. So it says that he described everything in meditation and I wrote it all down. He saw everything very clearly, like looking into a mirror. It is quite marvelous how the Karmapa recognized the Rinpoche's Thai Sudhu, Jamgon Kongtrul, and Shamarpa. For example, after recognizing Thai Sudhu Rinpoche and Shamarpa, the Karmapa found Jamgon Kongtrul in the same way. The four regions of the Kamakaju lineage, four regions are big deal because four regions, each one plays very important role in the Dharma activity. So he says that Karmapa found the Jamgon Kongtrul in the same way. He pacified all the details of where he was born, he said that there were seven people in a family of Jamgung Kongtrer. So when they recognized previous Jamgung Kongtrer, the one I know, I talked to him, and that Jamgung Kongtrer, some of you have seen it. So Kamapa's letter says that the family has seven members. But when they go there, there were only six. So they have a dilemma, the issue with the search party, have a problem, wondering if this could be a mistake or how are we going to deal with it. But everything else match, but there's only six. So see what they happen. So search team was sent to find the family according to this instruction. However, they found the family, but there were only six members. The search party returned to the Kamapa and told him that everything accorded with this description that you gave. The position of the house and the relationship to the Jowo Temple in Lhasa, so on. They told him that there were only six instead of seven family members. Though the Karmapa answered, the one is inside the mother. So it was not come out yet. And so he was, the one is not come out is the Jamgung Kongtrer. So there are six members, and none of them is the Jamgung Kongtrer. But the one, nobody can see it, was Jamgung Kongtrer. But the Kamapa described that there were seven members of the family. So this is the Kamapa answered, one is inside the mother. He was Jamgung Kongtrer's younger brother. Then there was a recognition of Jatsab Rinpoche. Jatsab Rinpoche means a region. The region is a Jatsab, the precious region. He's in a Sikkim right now, hundreds of monks in a retreat, hundreds of monks in Sheda, the classical study. His Dharma activity is really good. So that Lama is called Jatsab Rinpoche. I met number of times, received number of blessings. In his letter, the Kamapa described everything, even told the name of his father, Thutuk Ludu. The search party found the house and the mother living with the baby, but the father's name was Tenzin Choga. Tenzin Choga. They found out that Tenzin Choga was Thutu Lodu's brother. And Thutu Lodu had left to live somewhere else. So people assumed that the Tenzin Choga was father of Jatsab Rinpoche. So if there's two brothers, sometimes looks like one married, but reality, the other one is involved. Stuff like that. That happened a lot in Tibet region, some nomadic life. Not much on a big city, but that happened. It looks like, and also sometimes nephew or niece kind of sometimes take over the family. So family continue. Anyway. So Thutup Lodu had left to live somewhere else, so the people assumed that Tenzin Choga was the father of Jatsab Rinpoche. The Kamapa identified the real father. Not only was he able to recognize the birth of Thuku, he also recognized the father because there were fathers a little confusing. Which one is the father kind of thing? When seeing the rebirth of Sanje Nyempa Rinpoche. This Sanje Nyempa Rinpoche is a high-ranking. I studied one time. We took class with the Kenpo Tsutom Jatsu Rinpoche, and Sanje Nyempa was there. But the younger generation of all reincarnation and the Kagyu sect, he is a top notch. He's a very succeed in top branch. His knowledge and he's also the realization. In fact, he gave Kanjur the 113 volumes of Buddha direct teaching transmission. The Sanje Nyempa offered the transmission to 17 Karmapa, the 17 Karmapa received it. And he was qualified because he has the collection, the 113 volumes of Kanjur teachings here, the books behind here. He received from 16 Karmapa, as well as a Tingun Chense, and some of you know who I'm talking about. If you don't know, they are high-ranking lineage holders in Kagyu and Nyingma. But he has that transmission, so he offered to come up a couple years ago. And the funny part is that nobody can compete how he reads. There are not many people are this time of this century can read how he reads. They say, if you have 10 lines, the text has 10 lines, so each one of you looking at each person, looking at each line, and he reads all of them at the same time. That's never heard about that, so I don't know how they do that. But anyway, I cannot do that. So, but it's called is the accomplishment of certain practice in previous life. Then they have that power. In other words, the power is so powerful, he can say something that will happen. In other words, if he says you're a rich person, then you look forward to become rich. So the question is whether he say or not, that's something you have to figure out. Anyway, Sanje Nyempa. So we're talking about Sanje Nyempa rebirth. In his letter, the Karmapa said that his father's name was Tsenge Lingpa, the Tibetan name for the Buddha. The party with the letter in their hand, went to Bhutan. Bhutan is a little country. Some of us went there last year. They looked all around the area for someone with that name, but they could not find him. In fact, the father was a steward of the Guru Rinpoche's temple, and everyone called him Konyo. Steward. Nobody called him by his real name. So the name changes. If somebody works in the shine room all the time, they call him shine keeper. And they say, what's his name? I don't know. That's what happened. Shine keeper. That's kind of like, or somebody drive car all the time, driver. That's how they get name. So similar like that. So he keeps the Guru Rinpoche's shine room, then it gives a shine keeper. So his real name was disappeared. Nobody used it. But how Karmapa will know his letter, he mentioned the exact name and location. So that's the beauty is. Nobody called him by his real name. The search party gave up and reported back that they could not find anybody with the name Tsenge Lingpa, only a steward looking after the Guru Rinpoche temple lived there. The Karmapa replied, it is the steward. Go back and ask him his name. They did and found out that his name was Sengye Legba. The Karmapa recognizes Sonam Karwang. Sonam Karwang, another reincarnation Lama. The Karmapa recognized when his father visited him, he told his father that Bibi, his wife, was carrying in her body was the Truko Sonam Garwang. So Karmapa, when he recognized maybe Bibi is conceived with the mother's womb, but there's no way there's a conceived or not conceived. They were visiting Karmapa, and Karmapa say, your wife have a baby. It's going to be reincarnation like that. And sure enough, they found she was carrying baby. So it says, Karmapa recognized Sonam Garab. When his father visited him, he told his father that the baby his wife was carrying in her body was a Tukusonam Garwang. In this way, he recognized the power Rinpoche and many other Tukus. The Tukus that I am mentioning are the high ranking in our school, like the most high ranking ones. Not small Tukus, but very high ranking ones. So in this way, he recognized the power Rinpoche and many other Tukus too. There isn't a tradition of sorting out the children to recognize who is who. The Karmapa recognized them directly through his clairvoyance. This is true amazing. So the secretary says, the monasteries of the Karmapa and Thali Chamgun Rinpoche in Tibet are very far apart. One time, someone came to the Karmapa to find the reincarnation of Thali Rinpoche at that time. Thali Rinpoche, previous Thali Rinpoche, is my classmate. We study in a Sanskrit university in India. So I know very well who they're talking about. At that time, the Chinese were always in a country, so there are some Chinese. At that time, the Chinese were always in a country. So the search party asked the Karmapa to please give them a direct answer due to all the difficulty circumstances in those times. The Karmapa did this, and he wrote that Thali Rinpoche was still in a body of his mother and that they may only open the letter on the 12th day of the first month of the following year. They did as told, and on that particular day, they opened the letter stating where he had been born. In fact, Thali Rinpoche was on 8th day of that month, exactly 4 days before. They opened the letter, so 4 days are not matching. Then people get doubts. What is this? There are many throne holders and great masters of the teachings, but the Karmapa is the most significant when it comes to recognize Tukus, reincarnation. Tukus, recognizing reincarnations. When Tusumchenpa, you know, first Karmapa, Tusumchenpa, the first Karmapa lived, there was no tradition or institution of Tukus. When the first Karmapa was born in the 11th, second Karmapa, this marks the beginning of the institution of Tukus, reincarnation lamas. Recognition of rebirth and enthronement have developed and spread in Tibet since the succession of the glorious Karmapa. I don't want to bore anybody, so you are welcome to ask any question you may have, or that the writer was stating. Distinction between male and female, whatever benefits beings. So, because there is a lot of people question, it's a why not male? Why always male if there's no female? So I think time is changing. If the more benefit from female, being female form tukku, then that will happen because that's more benefit. If it's a benefit for man, more man, in history, it looks like lots of more males than a female, although there are some female reincarnate too, but numbers are more male. But it can be easy to switch around in the future because if there's a more benefit of being a female tukku, so then that will happen. They will choose that because they are not, by force of law of karma cause and effect, is to choose what form they like to take in order to help and service to all living beings. Does that make sense? Let's recite karma pancheno, since we talk about karma reincarnation a lot, 16 karmapa. So, guru devotion is important, and then guru connection, guru is very important. So when we recite karma pancheno, I recommend you develop some sense of deep respect and devotion. And without respect and devotion, you might not feel much, but you feel something more powerful if there is a devotion and respect involved with it. I guess that goes with every practice. And that goes with your real life and dealing with your near dear one. If you have real devotion, if you have real respect, things turn into much different than when you don't have either one of them. So we're going to recite mantra. So if you are brand new, maybe I'll give you a mantra or transmission. So repeat after me. Karma pajeno.
Karma
pajeno.
Karma pajeno.
Now, since we learned there are so many reincarnations, how the 16 karmapa recognize so many tukkus, now we knowing that we know karmapa is different than any human beings that we know on planet Earth right now. So to me, he is very unusual compared with anybody we know. So for that, we decide, and each one of us make connection. And he is the one want us to have a Dharma Center and a Lama here. And it's all he did it. So let's recite together. Karma bhajeno, karma bhajeno, karma bhajeno, karma.